Hello, I'm Dr. Arafa Kasaboy, a practicing internist and a medical editor for Medscape and WebMD. Welcome to this week's briefing regarding recent medical news and findings. We have updated guidelines that should improve quality of life for patients with benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. The use of cannulith repositioning procedures is now strongly recommended as initial therapy for patients with BPPV. This is proven effective for symptom control and can prevent the need for vestibular suppressant medications. And in a change to an approach used in the past, the guidelines now recommend against routine application of post-procedure activity restrictions. This allows a faster return to normal lifestyle, less interruption of sleep and work, reduced musculoskeletal discomfort, and lower cost. Also, patient education is emphasized since BPPV can be so frustrating. There's guidance for clinicians to keep patients informed about their diagnosis, symptoms and treatment expectations, as well as safety risks and any follow-up care. Next, a new study confirms that not all insect repellents are equally effective in keeping mosquitoes away. In the wake of concerns over the Zika virus, there's been widespread interest in mosquito control, particularly for the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which spreads Zika, yellow fever, dengue, and chikungunya. Researchers used human volunteers to test the efficacy of 11 spray-on repellents, as well as 5 wearable devices, and even 1 citronella candle, to find out what works and what doesn't. Sprays were by far the most effective deterrent, mainly those containing DEET, or oil of lemon eucalyptus, which contains the active ingredient PMD. 4 of the 5 wearable devices tested did nothing to repel mosquitoes. The citronella candle placed on the ground next to the volunteer likewise didn't work. For effective mosquito control, remind your patients to read the label carefully to ensure a high enough concentration of DEET, or oil of lemon eucalyptus. The CDC recommends at least 20% DEET. And finally, the use of testosterone could speed up atherosclerosis in older men. This was the major finding of an NIH trial that examined clinical outcomes in older men with age-related low testosterone levels. The randomized trial involved 138 men with a mean age of 71 who had subjective and objective evidence of sexual dysfunction, physical dysfunction, and/or reduced vitality. Many, like expected, had cardiovascular risk factors. Half of the men had severe atherosclerosis before starting testosterone treatment. The plan was to achieve testosterone levels of men 40 years younger. The trial's hypothesis was that testosterone therapy would slow the progression of non-calcified coronary artery plaque volume. But they found that men who used testosterone gel for a year had a 20% higher buildup of non-calcified plaque in their coronary arteries compared to those who used a placebo gel. The trial wasn't long enough to determine whether testosterone would also lead to an increase in cardiovascular events. But this information leads us to be cautious in prescribing testosterone to men with cardiovascular risk factors. You'll find links to each of the stories we've included in today's news brief in the transcript listed below. For Medscape and WebMD, I'm Dr. Arafa Kasaboy.